Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta by giving them world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the six things every female entrepreneur should know. My guest today is a former corporate executive who created more than $50 million in value for some of the largest organizations in the world before she decided to start her own companies. As a national expert on business, she reaches out to entrepreneurs from all walks of life, but has a special passion for women and girls. Her most recent company is Miss CEO Media, Inc. We are extremely delighted and fortunate to have on the phone today a woman who has committed her life to creating social change through the principles, practices, and profits of business building, Ms. Felicia Joy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's great to have you, and with such a hot topic, I'd like to get right into it, okay?
Sure.
Tell our listeners, why is creating multiple streams of income so very important for female entrepreneurs?
Well, you can look around the world today and see a perfect example of why it's so important for female entrepreneurs to create multiple streams of income. And that's what's happening with the economy, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And we've been talking about this recession as though it's not something that has happened before, but it has. All business is cyclical, it's cyclical. So if you create multiple streams of income, if one of those streams of income is in an industry or a business that teeters off for whatever reason, you still have other streams of income coming in from industries that are still doing well. And that's what we've seen with the recession. It's not that all businesses have gone under. It's just that certain industries have suffered more than others. But you see with this recession that any company that is still providing a service that creates value for people, that is low cost, is still doing well. And that's why it's critical to have different kinds of businesses and multiple streams of income.
Well, Ms. Joy, you believe that many women tend to start businesses from a point of inspiration, which is fine. But a relentless focus on profitability is the real key to long-term fulfillment and success in business. Why is this so important?
When I look at, in my work, the differences between male and female entrepreneurs, the ultimate template for success is the same. But if you look closely, without generalizing, because we all know there are exceptions to the rules, but if you look at the impetus for women starting businesses and men starting businesses, and if you ask men and women, men tend to start from, I want to make a lot of money. They look at industries or trends that are coming along that they may not even be interested in or passionate about, but what they're passionate about is making a lot of money, whereas women tend to focus on, I want to make a change, or I want a flexible lifestyle, or I want to make a difference. So it's a point of inspiration, and that's a good place to start in business because it means you're going to be passionate, but at the same time, ultimately, to be happy and prosperous and successful in business long term, you have to be profitable. And that's why I emphasize that to women. And ultimately, women who talk to me about their businesses have told me that where they feel they are weak is in the area of the financial management of the business. Now, of course, this isn't all women entrepreneurs, but this is just a precedent I've seen, and that's why I always emphasize that profitability is key to staying in business and being happy in business.
Why is it so essential for female entrepreneurs to negotiate a new normal with friends and family when starting a new business?
Well, you know, Spark Plug, how women are. We take care of the village. We take care of the community. We take care of the world. We are nurturers. We are givers. We give of ourselves and give and give and give. And so it's very important when going into business that we have a conversation with the people around us who rely on us so heavily. It could be just our friends who rely on us for afternoon or late evening conversation, or our boyfriends or partners or husbands, just all the people around us, our children who rely on us so much, and they're expecting us to continue to be there in the same way. And going into business brings along a new set of responsibilities and demands on our time as women. So it's not that we can't still be there for friends and family and children and those who depend on us, but it's just that we need to renegotiate those normals with them so they understand, okay, mommy or friend or sister or whatever the case is still going to be there for me, but now it may just be a little bit different because she has this new demand on her time and her energy and her skill sets, and that's this business. So it's just really important to do that up front, because in my own personal experience and in the experience of many women I talk to, if you don't have those conversations, then it causes conflict because people had a certain set of expectations that are now changing.
Well, one thing I like about you is that you believe in having the sky's the limit kind of attitude when it comes to female entrepreneur success. Why is having the right attitude such a powerful asset?
Having the right attitude in business is such a powerful asset because your attitude is kind of like soil. I liken it to farming or the parable in the Bible. And if you plant in soil that isn't nutrient rich, that hasn't been tilled enough, that hasn't been watered enough, that isn't ready for planting, then your harvest isn't going to come, or your harvest is going to be weak. So your attitude and having a sky is the limit, or in fact the sky is maybe just the beginning, if you have that as your attitude, then there's nothing that can stop you, because being successful in business is just going through a set of circumstances, because business is all about problem solving. And if your attitude is the circumstances are going to have to quit because I'm never going to quit, I'm absolutely, without a doubt, unequivocally going to be successful, if that's your attitude starting out, then there's nothing in business that can stop you from reaching your goals. And that's why an attitude of that magnitude is so absolutely important.
I read something you wrote recently for women. Your advice was, don't work to be the best woman in business. Work to be the flat-out best, period. When did this quote become your personal motto?
It's always been my motto to be the best at everything I do. As you mentioned, I have a passion for business and entrepreneurship. I've committed my life to using business and entrepreneurship as tools of social change, and I have a special passion for empowering and working with women and girls. But I also, at the same time, emphasize to women and girls that business is about competition. And I go back again to the way that men and women are socialized and nurtured differently growing up. And men tend to see competition a little bit differently. Women tend to be more collaborative. And collaboration is absolutely essential and good in business, but it's important to remember to be competitive, because business is all about competition. And so it's not just about collaborating or competing with other women. It's about going into a particular industry, building a company, and deciding from the onset that you will be the absolute best in that industry, no matter if it's a woman or a man running the company that you're competing against most closely.
Well, let's change gears a little bit here.
Sure.
Taking good care of yourself is a top priority for you. Why do you think so many women forget to take good care of themselves?
I think, again, that women, we try to be superwomen, and it's not even that we're doing it consciously. It's just the way we are programmed, I believe. We are multitaskers just by virtue of all the responsibilities we have in life. And I emphasize to women that we are in business, but we have to continue to be a whole woman in business. We have to tend to all areas of our lives, which means taking care of ourselves, because if we're building this business and we're building our family and we're involved in the community and we're involved in church and all the myriad of things that women do, ultimately those things will fail or fall by the wayside if we ourselves are not healthy. so that is why I emphasize to women that it is critically important to remember to take breaks during the day, to always have some time for yourself, and to remember to keep stress down by eating well and exercising, because heart disease is the number one killer of women in America. So what's the good of being in business if you're not taking care of yourself? Because if you're not taking care of yourself, then you certainly can't take care of a business long term.
Well, tell our listeners briefly about your new radio talk show, Miss CEO, and where they can listen.
Yes, thank you, Sparkplug, for mentioning that. I have a talk radio show that airs every week, Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and they can find it on my website at MsCEOShow.com. That's MsCEOShow.com. And it's the Ms. CEO Show, which is a talk radio show for women entrepreneurs. And every week we're talking about different topics that inspire and inform and empower women in business. And the funny thing is, our information is so great that we even have men who listen as well and call into the show as well. And that's just my way of connecting with other women across the country on a weekly basis. And I am a real-world entrepreneur. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I didn't grow up with someone helping me along the way. By the grace of God and through sheer work and determination, I have gotten to where I am. And this is my way of connecting with other women who are trotting the same path that I am, so that they always know they have a friend in business, and that friend is me on the Ms. CEO Show every week.
Well, I'll be sure to catch it too.
Thank you.
And finally, how can you be reached?
I can be reached through my website, MsCEOShow.com. There is a Contact Us page on my website with extensive information from email addresses for different things that people may be reaching out for. I speak frequently, so if people want to reach out to me for speaking, the email address and phone number to do that are on my website. If people have questions, they can also go on my website and comment on my blogs. I blog every single day about different business topics, so my website is the key to reaching me. And again, it's MsCEOShow.com, MsCEOShow.com.
Well, Ms. Felicia Joy, president of Ms. CEO Media, Inc., thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. And if I might mention it, that was some happening intro music that you have.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
We look forward to having you back again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals like Ms. Felicia Joy. I want to take a moment to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.